MasterCard secures New York BitLicense for stablecoin payments. MasterCard has been granted a BitLicense by the New York Department of Financial Services, clearing the network to operate stablecoin and digital asset payment infrastructure inside one of the most demanding regulatory perimeters in the U.S. The approval, announced May 27th, makes MasterCard one of the largest non-crypto native firms ever to receive the charter and puts a global card network squarely inside the framework that polices tokenized money in New York. The license matters because of what NYDFS actually requires. BitLicense holders submit to capital reserves, cybersecurity audits, AML programs, and consumer protection rules that are tighter than most U.S. state money transmitter regimes. Coinbase, Gemini, Circle, PayPal, and Ripple all hold one. Until now, the card networks did not. A card network inside the stablecoin stack MasterCard's existing crypto work has mostly run through partners. The network already settles certain transactions in USDC with Circle, supports stablecoin-funded cards from issuers like BitGit and Crypto.com, and runs multi-token network rails for institutional pilots. The BitLicense lets MasterCard do more of that work in-house, in the jurisdiction where most of its U.S. financial services partners are domiciled. The practical effect is direct authority to custody, transfer, and convert digital assets on behalf of New York residents. That is the gap stablecoin-funded card programs have been routing around for years, usually by partnering with a separately licensed crypto custodian that handles the on-chain leg while the issuer handles the fiat leg. MasterCard can now do both. For issuers building stablecoin spending products, the license shortens the stack. Programs that today require a New York trust company, a regulated custodian, and a card processor can in theory consolidate more of that flow through MasterCard directly. As of May 27, 2026, the total stablecoin supply sits at a record $322 billion, and most of that float is sitting outside card payment rails. A licensed MasterCard pipeline is one of the few credible ways to pull it in at scale. Timing lines up with federal pressure. The approval arrives during a federal push to formalize stablecoin oversight. The FDIC is finalizing a Bank Secrecy Act rule that pushes AML and sanctions controls onto stablecoin issuers, and the Genius Act framework is shaping how state and federal regimes interlock. A card network with a BitLicense fits cleanly into the architecture U.S. regulators are drafting. A regulated payment intermediary that can pass compliance signal from on-chain to off-chain in both directions. It also gives MasterCard a defensible position against Visa, which has its own stablecoin settlement work, but not the same NYDFS license. Card network competition is rarely visible to consumers, but license parity matters in boardrooms when issuers pick a partner for a new program. Implications for crypto card issuers. For the dozens of issuers running MasterCard-branded crypto cards globally, the New York license changes the menu of U.S. programs they can credibly propose. Until today, a stablecoin-funded card aimed at U.S. residents had to thread a difficult needle. Federal money transmission licenses, state-by-state coverage, a crypto custodian, and an issuing bank. MasterCard cannot replace the issuing bank, but it can now sit closer to the asset flow, which removes friction from the assembly process. Expect product announcements to follow. Most likely candidates, USDC-funded cards aimed at U.S. consumers, payroll-to-card programs settling in stablecoins for gig economy platforms, and B2B settlement products for cross-border invoicing. None of those require new technology. They require a regulated entity willing to underwrite them, and MasterCard's BitLicense is exactly that. There is a quieter implication, too. NYDFS approval gives MasterCard standing to comment on policy with weight that Visa-only operators cannot match. As the Fed weighs direct settlement access for crypto firms and Congress drafts stablecoin rules, having a Tier 1 card network speaking from inside the license perimeter shifts the conversation. Three tests for the license. Three things will tell us whether the BitLicense is real product capability or regulatory theater. First, whether MasterCard files for similar charters in other major U.S. states or pushes for federal preemption. Second, whether any of its existing crypto card partners announce expanded U.S. programs in the next 6 months. Third, whether the network rolls out a branded stablecoin settlement service for merchants. the way Visa quietly built USDC merchant settlement over the last 3 years. The license itself is the easy part. Turning it into a payment product that consumers actually use is the harder one, and that is where MasterCard's execution will get tested.